Good morning and good coffee, everybody. Hey, it's time for some morning coffee, and I'm glad that you are here joining with me today for another hot cup of a good beverage and a little bit of, hopefully, useful information, useful conversation. I have to admit, my coffee is not really hot anymore, and I haven't hardly drank any. I woke up too early with a headache, and it just hasn't gone away yet. I've just been waiting to feel a little bit better before starting the podcast. So please bear with me. I'm sure you will. Anyway, glad that you're here joining with me today. Today is, what is it? It's the 3rd of July. It is Monday. 3rd of July, 2023. And hope you have had a good past several days since the last time we got together like this. We had a couple of storms come through. I mean, it's funny here in Illinois because we had been having drought for well over a month. The ground was very dry, and then we had a very powerful thunderstorm come through on Thursday, followed up by another one on Saturday. As far as Thursday in our area, we actually we retreated to our storm shelter, a safe shed, we rode it out because there was tornado warnings in the area, and we had some roof damage that took place. So we've got a tarp over part of the roof and waiting for additional phone calls from insurance about that. But boy, there's been a lot of trees down. We of course had a few limbs down, but there was more trees. And then Saturday we had another one come through, and one of the roads that we very frequently use has a big tree across it. And of course they didn't do anything about it as of yet, so hopefully the road commissioner will get over and get that taken care of today. Excuse me, big yawn. But some of the area towns, they had damage, and there's somebody had posted a field. It was in from a farmer site, and this guy's standing out in his field, and the corn was blown completely flat. And I hope for his sake that he has crop insurance, and I hope that the corn starts to stand up again. But it was looking awfully flat, and it was the whole field. I don't mind rain. Not going to complain about rain when we need it, but boy, we don't need those kind of storms coming through. So that just added a little bit of excitement. I know there was also a few fireworks shows that were either postponed because of rain or have been canceled because there's been enough storm damage in the town. There was one where they were saying that they were putting their resources to storm cleanup rather than their fireworks show. So those kind of fun little things have been happening. And so I can't think of any other important personal things to share at this point in time. So I want to jump into a topic that I stumbled across this morning. While I was trying to get myself awake and thinking functionally, I was kind of looking through just what are some of the top headlines. And frankly, the majority of the news organizations, I don't even read or check anymore. They don't do news like news used to be. But one of the things I saw on some of the sites was regarding things happening to social media influencers. And, you know, I've heard that term before in regards to social media, and I just haven't really thought that much about it. And so I was just kind of thinking, okay, do I know any of these people? Are they influencing me? And of course, I didn't know a single one of them. And that's not because I don't spend any time on social media, but apparently I'm not in their circles. So that's okay. And we've heard a little bit more about it in the news, especially with all the brouhaha centering around Bud Light and a particular influencer that they utilized. So I was kind of looking up what do they consider an influencer? Because to me, if you think of it as a verb, to influence means you're having sway over somebody or sway over a decision. You're influencing something. But we've now turned it into a noun. And we are referring to people as influencers. So I just pulled up and did a little definition search on Google. And now Google's wanting to reset after I had just done all that. Oh, by the way, we have been without home internet for a while since the Thursday storm. So we're having to pull it in off of our phones only. So here is a definition. This is from, I don't know, apparently just from Google, because they're not sourcing it. Oh, here it is. Definition from Oxford Languages. A noun, a person or thing that influences another. Quote, he was a champion of the arts and a huge influencer of taste. Second definition is a person with the ability to influence potential buyers with a product or service by promoting or recommending the items on social media. Quote, influencers can add serious credibility to your brand. Well, sometimes they can. And sometimes they destroy your brand. So another little suggested thing that people are asking is, what does it mean to be called an influencer? And so this is from SproutSocial.com. An influencer is someone in your niche or industry with sway over your target audience. Influencers can have specialized knowledge, authority, or insight into a specific subject. Their pre-existing presence in a niche makes them a useful launching pad for brands in search of credibility. And then how many followers makes you an influencer? So people with followers in the range between 500,000 and 1,000,000 are called macro influencers. Most influencers are micro influencers with 10,000 to 50,000 followers. And then you have nano influencers that are in specialized niches that have fewer than 1,000 followers. And so I'm guessing if you have over 1,000,000, then that's what they call a mega influencer. So, one of the things I've learned in social media is you can have a lot of followers on Twitter. You can have a lot of friends on Facebook or some of the Facebook-like social media platforms. But that doesn't necessarily mean that people see you or that people are taking you seriously. It's kind of like, well, I've got a flyer on all the billboard or all the bulletin boards in town. So I'm having an influence over people. I don't know about you, but when there's a crowded bulletin board, I usually don't even look at it. I don't know, maybe there's not that many bulletin boards that there used to be. I know there's one at one particular restaurant. When you're standing there waiting to get a seat, you're right by the bulletin board. And I may glance at it a little bit, but it's not really influencing me a whole lot. So I'm not sure the value of what, they have as influencers and why, when something happens to an influencer, it winds up on one of the national news media sites in the top two or three stories. There was one, a major influencer, social media influencer, was hospitalized. And it's like, I'm sorry, there's more than enough stuff to really report in the news. That doesn't really matter. To their family, to the person, yes. But really, to be one of the top news stories? So let me just toss in my two cents worth regarding the term influencer. I think that if you are going to influence people, you need to have a direct relationship with them. Not worry about social media, not worry about Twitter, Facebook, or whatever. Because I think there's a lot of false and fake influencing going on there. So when I think about on that personal level, who do I want to have making the most influence in my life? And for me, I want God to be having the most influence in my life. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I'm Christian. I read the Bible. I believe the Bible. I contemplate and think about the Bible. I have lots of prayer conversations with God because I hold Him in the highest of highest regards. And I want Him to have a great influence on me. So that is my most important influencer in my life. Not somebody on social media. Not at all. The next person with the most influence in my life is my wife. And she has earned that influence credibility over the many years that I have known her, the years that I have been married to her, the years that she has stood by me through good times and bad, the recognition of knowledge and understanding that she has, the strengths she has that are different from my strengths. And I want her to have an influence in my life, and I consider her opinion in making decisions that I make. When I think of others that have been influencers in my life, they're generally what I would say temporary influencers, because I have more temporary relationships than I have lifelong permanent ones. I guess in the very long term one, my parents had a major influence on me. Both my parents are deceased, but they had a major influence on me and on decisions that I made. And I wish that I could go back and talk to them like I did many years ago about certain decisions. But I can, in a way. I imagine having some of those conversations at times and draw from what I recall from the past. I also think about people that were around me in a teacher role. Maybe it was a formal teacher. Maybe it was somebody who was teaching me things where I was mostly learning from them. You know, I think back to eighth grade and my science teacher, Paul Webb. He had a lot of influence on me. Whether he realized it or not, he did. I had some high school teachers that had a major influence. When I was in college, there were a couple of professors that had a big influence on me. One, I'm blanking out on his name. He was in psychology. And then there was Dr. Hadwiger, who was in communications. And their words had an influence on me, not with buying a product, not with thinking about a brand, but with making changes in my life, making changes in how I see the world, having a true influence. Now, when it comes to people that I want to have an influence over, again, I think that personal relationships are ones where you have the most influence. You know, I want to have an influence on my kids, not controlling them, but I want them to respect me and take into account the opinions and the thoughts I have, but they get to make their own decisions. It's like my career as a mental health therapist. Had a lot of people that I worked with over the years. And in doing so, the goal was to help them. And I was influencing some of their decision-making as far as what they were doing with their life and with specific situations that they were encountering. You see, when you can see somebody face to face, you have the biggest influence. I don't need to have a million followers listening to my words if it's not really making any big difference in their life. What I have to share that I do in a social media form, such as a podcast, it's not to see how many people, but if what I say has an influence in a positive direction on their life, that's the neat part. And sometimes I will get text messages or phone calls or personal conversations, in-person ones, where they tell me about a particular podcast that really touched them, that really helped them. Not on buying a brand, not on, you know, what beer they should be drinking, but hopefully on positive decisions and directions and interpretations on life. See, I think that's a more valuable influencer. And it's not per se a title. When I think about it, I don't want to be known as an influencer. I want to be known as a husband, as a father, as a friend, as a counselor. To me, that's a whole lot better influencing title than, hi, I'm a social media influencer. All right, well, that's going to be it for today. My lovely wife has joined me, and so we're going to have some more coffee here and visit and then start the day. So make the most of it. Enjoy the 4th of July holiday, whether it starts today or starts tomorrow. Find your local fireworks and enjoy the spectacular shows in the sky, and we will catch you next time. Have a good one. Bye-bye.